Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. How fun is this? Gorgeous Tuesday night in our state. Hopefully you guys made it through the bad weather last night. There was some, I guess a lot of it missed the Madison area. We were talking about it last night in the air, but I think the damage was minimal, as I understand it. Do I have that right, Conrad?
Yeah.
Did you prepare a 5-day for the show?
It's sunny out.
Yeah. It's Conrad's window view weather.
I visited that lightning doctor, you know, from last night.
Yeah, what happened?
He said I was fine.
Okay.
He said I was a wimp.
He said you were a wimp?
Yeah.
So
he said it just nicked you. You're good.
Okay. Well, that's good. Where did it nick you, by the way?
Right on the face. And he says I'm a wimp.
I think you need a new doctor. Family practitioner. Adept at lightning burns. Got a fun show tonight. We'll be talking about, a lot of different. Actually, tonight we have kind of a theme. It's celebrity talk. My friend Don Rosen, who is the host of the WRJN morning show here at Civic Media, that's down in Racine, Kenosha. Don is a lifetime legendary radio voice and kind of a staple down there. And he has had a ton of celebrity. Well, he's been around forever. Don is 142 years old. He looks great. But with age comes a lot of, and being in this business comes a lot of celebrity encounters. And Don is always... We've actually talked about him before on the show, but I think tonight we're making no bones about it. We're just going to talk about our celebrity encounters. Don has had a ton. I'll share some of mine. And that is our question tonight. We'd love to hear from you. What are your celebrity encounters? Have you had a sighting? Have you had interaction? What have been your experiences? I know when I was a kid at my grandma's cottage in the Three Lakes area, Bob Hope was in the Three Lakes 4th of July parade like twice. And I remember seeing him. That's the guy on TV. He was like the Grand Marshal. I don't know how Three Lakes got him. I don't know what the connection was, but that was crazy. And then my wife saw Donnie Most in an elevator with her family. Stuff like that. If you've got experiences like that, and they can be local celebrities too. I'm guessing everybody pretty much has a Packer story or a Buck story or saw Giannis getting a sandwich, whatever. But if they're Hollywood celebrities, that's great. If they're local celebrities, that's fine too. Feel free to share yours. What is your celebrity encounter? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we will read them on the radio. Coming up in the second hour, we'll switch it to, we'll give it more of a local flair. We'll talk about celebrities that are from Wisconsin with our buddy Frank Anderson, who is also a Nightlight frequent flyer. Frank has the website, wisconsinology.com. And I want to talk a little bit about Weird Wisconsin with Frank, too, because he has some really cool stories. If you have not been to wisconsinology.com, check it out. There's so many great stories about our state. And Frank picks the perfect ones to really grab your interest. So I'll ask him about a few of those before we discuss celebrities from the Dairy States. So kind of a celebrity-themed show. Got some good birthdays today. Ricky Gervais turns 62. Very funny. How many of you were fans of the British Office? I was a huge fan. As I probably have mentioned on the show before, I kind of boycotted the American Office at first because I just had a feeling they would dumb it down. But they didn't. They took what Ricky Gervais did overseas and made it even better. In many ways, because they had to make so many episodes per season here. The British Office has 12 episodes and a Christmas special to wrap things up. The American episode, I think they ran for 9 seasons, anywhere from 20 to 24 episodes a season. You're looking at between 150 and 200 episodes of the American Office. So to do what they did, I'm more of a fan of the American Office, I will say, than the British Office now. Having said that, it could not have started without Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, who created the British office and were actually executive producers on the American version. So happy birthday, Ricky Gervais. Have you ever, Conrad, have you ever seen his Oscar speech?
You know, I have never seen it, but I've, when I was looking for videos for him, I did scroll past it and was wondering what it was about.
Let's find that. We can even play that tomorrow. He hosted the Oscars. It's not really a speech. It's him doing a monologue, and it is, he just goes after everybody. The guy is fearless. I will say that. He's a brilliant comedian and is fearless. He's great. Meryl Streep turns 75 today, I believe. And I dropped the ball today on clips. I wanted to find a clip of Meryl Streep from The Deer Hunter. She's so good. And she plays Christopher Walken's wife-to-be, I believe. I think they were just dating or engaged in The Deer Hunter. But she's so good. And maybe I'll find something for tomorrow night's show. But she's maybe the best actress of our time, certainly one of them. And she turns 75 today. Big releases on this day. The Notebook in 2004. Did you see it, Conrad?
I've never seen it.
I have not either. One of these days, we'll have to do a tearjerker episode. Best movies that give you a good cry. We'll have to do that because I understand The Notebook is that movie. I have not seen it myself. The Thing was released in 1982 on this day. Horrible, horribly, well, a horror film. I don't know. It's Kurt Russell. It's just disgusting. 1982, considered a classic. I think that's a John Carpenter. And The Bear was released on this day in 2022. The Emmy-winning TV show that I need to catch up on. I've only seen the first season. I'll watch the next two seasons. That is like at the top of my list right now because I'm falling behind, and it is a great show. So there's a lot of things. I saw The Bike Riders this past weekend, and I will say it was a good movie. It was well done. But I think if you're a biker, and not necessarily in a biker gang, which is what this film deals with, kind of an up-and-coming biker gang in Chicago in the 1960s. I'm convinced they filmed it in Pennsylvania. There was a few too many hills for it to actually be Chicago. But if you're in a gang, if you're in an outlaw biker gang, or if you just like to ride Harleys or whatever, you'll probably like The Bike Riders. It's a lot of inside bike talk. But I just thought it was kind of boring, even though it was well done. So that's my review. What do you think about that, Conrad?
I think it sounds interesting. I don't know. I'd give it a watch.
Short and sweet. Yeah. I mean, it's Tom Hardy's good. Austin Butler's good. Jodie Comer's good. All good performances. It looked good. I just did not find it that interesting. And that is not, I'm not panning it. But I am putting a qualifier on there. If you're into motorcycling or if you're in a biker gang, you'll probably see something in it and enjoy it more than I did. You know what I wanted to do? We got some texts last night at the end of the show that we missed because we were signing off. They literally came in right at the end. Where were they? What was last night's question? Do you remember? Favorite Brat Packer, right?
Yes.
Favorite and least favorite. That's right. So at the end of the show, I would think for the most part, Andrew McCarthy was the most panned and Judd Nelson. Although, was it your dad that liked Judd Nelson a lot?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. It's all subjective. Tom from New Berlin says, Breakfast Club, Emilio, favorite scene when he opened up about his dad to win. Yeah, that was a great scene, Tom. Jameson from Pennsylvania, he must be the new John Travolta. It's time for the movie Phenomenon 2. I don't remember who we were talking about then. Sorry we missed your text last night, Jameson. And then Tom from New Berlin says, love this. I think he just liked the discussion. It was a fun discussion. And tonight we're talking about something similar. And I will say, I watched most of St. Elmo's Fire last night. My wife recently watched it, got into it with Kurt Casper here at Civic Media, a little bit on the text line a couple weeks ago. Words were exchanged. One day they'll meet and have a beer, and she'll probably leave me for him, but that's okay. No laugh for that, Conrad? Really?
Well,
I think I don't believe I don't that, doctor. I think you got seriously, you got some serious lightning damage back there. No, it was very funny. She said she defended St. Elmo's Fire because Chris kind of took a shot at it. She said, rewatch it and then we'll talk. And I watched it last night, and I don't like to disagree with my wife on the air, but it really does not hold up. Emilio Estevez basically stalks in a really creepy way Annie McDowell's character. Shows up at a cabin because she didn't show up at a party he invited her to at a house he didn't even own. And we're supposed to think it's cute at the end. He drives away laughing. I mean, it was really strange. Rob Lowe's character, he's got a baby with one woman. He's trying to take another woman's virginity. And then he sleeps. I mean, it's Judd Nelson's a jerk. I guess Ally Sheedy's kind of likable in it, but nothing really happens. It's a lot of vignettes of these young people right out of college. I just, again, did not find it that interesting. I don't know that I loved it when it first came out, but I've got about 15 minutes left on it. I barely remember how it ends, so I'll probably finish it tonight. But not, I don't know. It just, I wasn't really into it. We also need to talk about another problem that's sweeping America. Oh, hey, before we do that, though, I want to play this because I'm seeing how much time we have. I think this is a great time to play that clip. I saw this Jimmy Cuska last night posted Bob Uecker calling a grand slam. Can we play that, Conrad? We have time, right?
Yeah.
Let's play. This is Bob Uecker. There's nothing extra special about this except that it's Bob Uecker, a national treasure and certainly a Wisconsin treasure, calling a grand slam.
Adamus aboard at first. This one hit in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Reese Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded. Whoa. That didn't take long at all. The first pitch he saw from Jacob.
How great is that?
It's just, it's amazing every time.
I mean, grand slams are rare. Bob Uecker is just a gem. He's so great. That was one of my celebrity sightings, actually. That's our question tonight, folks. What is your celebrity sighting, encounter, experience, whatever it is you want it to be? If you saw a celebrity from a distance, that's fine. If you had interaction, please share. 855-752-4842. When we come back, there's a topic we have to deal with, and it's called Swamp Crotch. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Yeah, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You seen her dressed in blue? See the sky in front of you?
So please share your celebrity encounters with us or sightings tonight. That's what we're talking about. Don Rosen will be here at 7:35 to discuss his many celebrity encounters and Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology.com. Frank is also a film producer and a phenomenal musician. But tonight we'll be talking about weird Wisconsin and celebrities from the Dairy State, from right here, our own homegrown celebrities. So that's our theme tonight. Sherry from Horicon says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hi, Sherry. Stacy Sue says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hey, Stacy Sue. Stacy says, I met the host of Antique Roadshow, Mark Wahlberg, and from Antique Roadshow, the Kino Brothers, that specialize in antique furniture, plus Mark Chimura and Frank Winters. Is Frank Winters a Packer?
I actually don't know.
That name sounds really familiar.
Yeah, he was a Packer. I'm surprised I didn't know that.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Could be the Lightning. Stacy Sue, I don't know. Is Mark Wahlberg, and I'm only saying the way the text is written, I don't know if that's a separate thought from Antique Roadshow, but he's not on Antique Roadshow, is he? The Kino Brothers, I never really watched that show. You know what I need to do, Conrad? I just decided I need to go antiquing more.
It is. It's a different Mark Wahlberg.
It is, but it's Mark, the same spelling?
Mark L. Wahlberg.
Oh, Mark L. Wahlberg. He's not as buff as the other Mark Wahlberg?
No, he is. Okay. He's not.
But he knows a lot more about wood and wood products. Andrew from Verona says, saw Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy and Billy Crystal and his wife at a restaurant in L.A. tried to get pics of them from across the room without looking like a creep. Andrew from Verona posted these pictures. These are great. Can you put these on the stream somehow, Conrad?
Yes.
So they were eating with, I can't tell from the picture. Oh, there's Billy Crystal. Okay. So, Andrew, success, Andrew. You got the pictures. So, Andrew went out and went the extra mile on behalf of Nightlight. He took pictures in the least creepy way possible of celebrities from across the room. Where was that, Andrew? Oh, in L.A. Okay, at a restaurant in L.A. That's so great. Sherry from Horicon says, Charlie Daniels, in a basement bar in downtown Chicago, there were five of us girls about 18 years old. Sherry, I don't know what. I'm not going to ask you how you got into a bar at 18 years old with five of your friends. But did you talk to him? How was he? I would imagine that would be tough if you're a girl because celebrities can be, I don't know. Hopefully he behaved himself. Andrew says, now for any foodies out there, I saw Wolfgang Puck, Rick Bayless, and Grant Ashotz. I don't know that name. I feel like those don't count because they were at their own restaurants. That's still kind of cool. I will not include, and I'm not trying to sound like a big shot. I've worked with a lot of celebrities. I'm not going to include them. I'm gonna just play this like my own encounters running into people. And the first one I did was one of the first, this cracks me up because my wife tried to play it cool. I think I'm going to mention this last week when we played the Laurie Metcalf clip from Roseanne, but Laurie Metcalf lived right behind us in LA and we saw her at the grocery store and my wife loved the show Roseanne. Could not really control herself, got flushed. It was her first celebrity sighting. We had literally been in LA like a week and here they're rounding the corner and they come cart to cart and my wife, she said she smiled, but she said, I think I smiled too intensely because Laurie Metcalf just gave her a look and kind of hightailed it out. Which I think is hilarious. And my wife was cute and just trying to be, you know, she met one of the people she truly admired and she couldn't even find the words. And then she got more jaded. The more you're there and you see celebrities all over the place, certainly in Los Angeles. But if you've seen one in Wisconsin, share that as well. Chicago, wherever. Here's another one I'll say. This is not, this is kind of a sighting. When I used to go to church in Chicago, I went to DePaul University and sometimes I would go to Sunday afternoon mass. It was like 5 o'clock. And I was one of those guys that would stand in back and hold up the wall. And Chris Farley used to stand back there. He used to go to mass at the same time. And we would both stand within about 5 feet of each other. It happened probably 4 or 5 times. We do the handshake a piece. Really nice guy. That was kind of fun. He wasn't Chris Farley yet, but I recognized him from Second City because we had been to shows there. And I thought he was really funny. And when he turned up on Saturday Night Live later, I was like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Paula from the 920, Conrad's mom, check it in. When I was working at Little Palm Island Resort and Spa, a number of celebrities stayed there. I met Carrie Underwood, John Pardee, Pitbull, and Governor DeSantis.
John Pardee's a country singer.
Oh, he is. Okay. And so is Carrie Underwood. Wow, those are some pretty good ones. Pitbull is like, this guy, he's a composer, I think, of like movie scores and stuff. And he does like hip hop, maybe?
I would say it's hip hop little bit, but it's more like dance.
Like techno?
Yeah.
He is all over IMDb Pro. It's weird. It's like he is signed to every movie. I don't know if that's like an algorithm or what. Anna says, hi, Pete and Conrad. She's in the 608. Several years ago, I met former Packer James Lofton in Appleton. In the 80s, I saw Susan Lucci in the parking garage of the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago. That's a great one. Susan Lucci, I love it. The Notebook is one of those movies I have to stop and watch every time it's on. That's another question we should do, Conrad. Have we done that before, movies you can't turn off?
I don't believe we have.
Oh, well, we should. That's a great one. Thank you, Anna, for reminding me of that. Those are great ones, too. Andrew from the 630, Andrew in Verona, Team Pete's Paparazzi. It was at Providence in L.A. Okay. I love it. Andrew, with being part of the paparazzi. Be careful out there, Andrew. Andrew. Sherry says, real cool. We had fake IDs. Of course you did, Sherry. 18 is young to be in bars downtown in Chicago or in Wisconsin for that matter. Keep those texts coming, folks. What is your celebrity encounter? What is your celebrity sighting? Could be very, you could be taking creepy pictures like Andrew did. Thank God he did, because it gives us something to talk about. Or you could, here's a weird one. I've talked about this before on the show. You know what? I'm going to save this for Don, because it's with Jeffrey Tambor. So I'll save that one too. I'm sure Don has a ton of them. Conrad, Todd shared this with me. Todd Michaels, who produces Mino and the Mayor every morning here on WGBW and WISS. Check it out from 7 to 10, are they on?
6 to 9.
6 to 9. Okay. Great show. Great guys. There was an article in the Huffington Post today. Now that summer is here, I think we have to address this. How to prevent swamp crotch. So, listen to you giggling like a schoolgirl. That's what Conrad's age is. He's just at that age. If you say crotch, he's going to crack up. But they give top tips from the experts. They're saying you should see a doctor. Can you imagine that? Like, I know they deal with everything, but you want to buy. I'd be embarrassed talking to a doctor about that.
Hey, doc, I got a big case of swamp crotch.
Yeah. Right now. Not only did I get struck by lightning yesterday, I've got serious. I have a really smelly crotch, doc. What can you do? Try powder is another thing. Don't make the mistake I did. I tried powdered sugar. That's a different animal. Does not work. It just can't even talk about swamp crotch. I don't want to talk about this. Deal with it in your own way, folks. That's my only advice. All right. Don Rosen will be along next to tell us how he deals with swamp crotch. That's not true. We'll talk more celebrities on Nightlight coming up next. Please continue to share your stories. We'll read them when Don's here. It'll be a lot of fun. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Peach Wabba.
All right. What could be better, folks? Seriously, what better way could you spend a summer night in Wisconsin than to be listening to the radio talking about celebrities? I cannot think, with very strange people walking by the window, I cannot think of a better way to spend a summer evening. From the 920... I think this is WAUK. I've used gel type anti. This is someone giving us advice on how they deal with swamp crotch. I've used gel type antiperspirant deodorant during the sweaty season to abate swamp crotch. That is the best use of the word abate I've ever heard. And did you notice, Conrad, they did not leave a name. Nobody wants to know people to know. Hi, this is Bill Simmons. I have a really sweaty groin. Here's what I do.
Some great advice. Thank you.
Hey, they do make antiperspirant for the crotchular area. I know that you can use that. I don't use it myself. All right, so we're talking celebrities tonight. So that's our question. What is your celebrity encounter? What is your celebrity story? If you have one, it could be just a sighting. Feel free to share that at 855-752-1515. Almost gave my old LA phone number because it was a 752. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC, and share your celebrity story with us tonight. We've already heard some good ones. We have had Andrew doing a recon for us, snapping pictures of Billy Crystal and Sandra Oh. And now we talk to... maybe the king of the celebrity encounter, who joins us now on Nightlight. He's a frequent flyer here, folks. He hosts the WRJN morning show down in Racine, and he's one of Civic Media's own, Don Rosen. Hey, Don.
Hey, so swamp crotch. That reminds me, Don's on the phone.
Hey, we got to get to Don's call. Do you have any tips for us, Don? Not that you yourself would.
That reminds me. Yeah, Rosen's on the phone. Hold on a second.
Listen, word on the street is you have one of the sweetest smelling crotches going. But I'm just saying, I don't know how you do it, but that's the word. That's what we've heard. We've got people everywhere.
You know, I just recently, I was trying to figure out how many celebrities and famous people in this world I am one or two steps away from. You know, what's the Kevin?
6 degrees of separation.
The game they play. Yeah, right. I just found out the other day, two separate, what do they call it? I don't know, I'm blank on my head.
Degrees of separation.
Just two steps away from, John F. Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me tell you. You might want to have this woman on your show one time. Her name is Nell Minow. She's the movie mom. And she reviews movies online. And she's very good. She's been doing it for years. Her dad is Newton Minow. He was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, appointed by John F. Kennedy in the early 1961. And three things he did. He put up the first telecommunications satellite. He also started PBS, the network.
Oh, wow.
And he also put a lot of regulations on the television industry. So much so that they hated him. And one of the people that hated the most was Sherwood Schwartz.
Oh, the Brady Bunch.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sherwood Schwartz hated him so much that when he created Gilligan's Island, he named the shipwreck the SS Minow after him. Now, here's how I get Nell Minow. She comes on the air with me occasionally, and she sent me a photo of her, John Kennedy, her mother, and her sisters. She's standing next to John F. Kennedy, leaning next to him. So I know Nell Minow. She knows John Kennedy. That puts me 2 degrees of separation from John F. Kennedy.
How about that? That's a good one.
Is that a good one? I mean, you can get movie stars. I'm giving you John F. Kennedy. People can do that one. So I have the picture on my phone, and I look at it occasionally and say, I am just 2 degrees away from that guy. I put together a list in my head, and I also put it on my phone, of famous people that I've met or interviewed. And then I'm trying to relate all the people. I mean, I can get myself related to Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi. I mean,
holy
I can
smokes.
Get all the way back there with all these people. When I met Ernest Borgnine and talked to him, I think about all the people that he was in an Academy Award winning movie, Ernest Borgnine. He was in a movie with Lee Marvin. You know, Lee Marvin was with John Wayne and James Stewart of the Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. They were with John Ford. I mean, I could link myself to all these, and less than 6 degrees of separation too.
That's great.
So that's not bad.
No, that's, I mean,
I can link myself.
But what's it, Don, what's a degree of separation like? I have family members or family friends who have met John Kennedy. So if they've met him, does that put me 2 degrees away, or do you have to be some sort of more? Okay.
No, that doesn't
feel that special, though. I have to be honest.
The person that you met Kennedy. So 1 degree is the person you met.
Right.
Another degree is the person they met. Now, I can link myself to Judy Garland in a few ways. I did a sit-down interview, and I got a photo of me and Mickey Rooney. Mickey Rooney, of course, was with a million movies with Judy Garland.
Sure.
Also, I did an interview with Joel Grey, who was in Cabaret with Liza Minnelli, who is Judy Garland's daughter.
Wow.
About if you start linking these things. It really is fun to do it.
I don't know if you're on IMDb Pro, but you can go on there and click on connections, and you can see everybody you've worked with that has worked with a certain person. You can get lost in it. It's kind of the same thing you're saying, and it's kind of interesting. And I thought, when I was preparing tonight, like I've kind of been in this industry my whole adult life, so I'm not going to talk about like people that I've worked with. I think celebrity sightings are more fun, or incidental contact, or bumping into them. And
okay, I'll give you.
Yeah, start us off.
A great celebrity site.
Okay.
Okay. In 1975, I was dating somebody, and this is when I lived in New York. And I was sitting at Central Park West, and I see a sign going across Central Park West by Columbus Circle, and it said "Palentine for President." And I said, Palantine. And that was 1975. I knew the elections were coming up. I was in my early 20s. I really didn't care much about them. And I'm looking at these people. There's people milling around and everything. And I said, oh, there's cameras here. They're filming a movie. And I see, you know, these famous people walking around. I didn't know who they were. So about 8 months later, I'm watching TV, and I see a movie review, and it says Palantine for President. I said, Palantine for President? What? That sounds so familiar. Where did I see that? It was Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro.
Oh.
It was the scene where he goes to assassinate Palantine. He's got the mohawk.
Yeah.
And so I saw him. I saw Martin Scorsese. And I saw, Albert Sybil, Brooks and Sybil okay. Shepherd were all there.
Nice.
But they weren't famous at the time.
They went on to fame. I'd give you that one.
I'll give you another one.
All right.
I'll give you another one. I'm at the Westbury Music Fair on Long Island. Alan King is performing. And watching the show, and my mother whispers to my father, and I said, what's the matter? So there's Carl Reiner. Look at him. And there was Carl, you know, it was a theater in the round. So we are facing Carl Reiner. So, and this is when the Dick Van Dyke Show had just, you know, wrapped up. And now I can't take my eyes off Carl Reiner because I'm staring at him the whole time to see if he's going to laugh. And he didn't have his toupee on, obviously, this bald. So I'm watching Carl Reiner the whole time and not paying any attention to Alan King, who's performing. So,
that's a great one, too.
That's a good one.
Carl you have Reiner. Great, these are like yeah. great old school, old Hollywood sightings. You know what I mean? Like the ones you just said, especially from Taxi Driver, too. Here's one I'll share. This is not nearly as a list of a celebrity, but I find it hilarious. I was a mile from where I lived eating at a McDonald's with my son after one of his baseball games. We stopped at McDonald's. Okay, so a car pulls up, screeches to a halt right outside the window where we were dining. The guy gets out, sprints out of the car into the McDonald's as fast as he can, like his life depends on it. It goes right to the bathroom, and it's Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, okay, that's good.
He barely made
it. That's not A-list, but it's good.
This is like, yeah. But I think it's a funny circumstance. Like, this guy needed a bathroom like there was no tomorrow, and he barely made it, and then he came out casually strolling through everyone who saw him sprinting, and he apparently made it. So that was, my son was like 9. I couldn't really explain to him. That guy had to go to the bathroom really bad, and he was in Greece. It doesn't really translate. But he made it, so that was good.
Okay, here's two more. These are New York ones.
All right.
I'm with my dad. This was back in the 60s, and I went to work with him, and he was doing some work in Manhattan. And we passed by one of, you know, you see a lot of celebrities in the theater district.
Sure.
And we passed by, and Star Spangled Girl was on Broadway with Anthony Perkins. So we stopped at the light, and my father says, hey, there's Norman Bates right over there. He's outside the stage door smoking a cigarette, and sure enough, it's Norman Bates. He's right there.
Wow.
He was appearing in Star Spangled Girl. But he was taking a break, and he was just smoking a cigarette on the street.
That's great.
Then I'm walking down, and one of the doors opens up to one of the theaters. Must have been a rehearsal or something, and out comes Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, there's only one or two ways to get out of these old theaters. It's the stage door or it's the front door.
Right.
And coming out was Liam Neeson. And there he was, standing right in front of me.
That's a good one. But Liam Neeson's a good one.
Yeah, you see a lot of that in New York.
I think I told you when I first moved to LA, all my friends that moved out there and made it much easier for us, my wife and I, to move out there, they had this game they played called Weirdest Celebrity, Weirdest Location. And for a while, Ernest Borgnine at the Van Nuys Target was the winner. He was like shopping for home appliances or whatever, or accessories, until my wife and her mom, who was visiting us, were going into a Joann's Fabrics in Sherman Oaks, and Mike Tyson walked in, and my wife literally held the door open for him. I'm sorry, he held the door open for her. He had the crazy tattoo on his face. Mike Tyson was going into Joann Fabrics. Who knew?
Yeah, you can't. Well, he's got to buy fabric too.
Needlepoint club he was trying to make. But I thought when I told my friends that, they were like, "Oh, that's great!" Like we were the hands down winners. Don Rosen is my guest. He's the host of the WRJN morning show in Racine, here at Civic Media. And Don, let's get to some more celebrity stuff. But what you got a lot. There's a lot of changes at WRJN lately. It must be really fun to be doing radio from there. New studio. You got a big 4th of July parade coming up. What's going on?
That's what's coming on. You just said it.
All right. We'll be right back. Thanks, Don. Thanks for your time. No.
Okay. Okay. So WRJN turns 100 in 2 years.
Oh, man. That's so great.
And I'm really happy to say I've been with it a quarter of a century. That's a long time.
Yeah.
24 years, and then Civic Media brought me back. But it was always a full-service radio station. It's just a community radio station. When anything happens at Racine, we're the first station everybody runs to. Since I've been back, the mayor comes on once a month. When there was one of the farm breakfasts got canceled on Saturday, we were the first station they called to announce it. All the older people want to come on the air with us. It's a station, it's a full-service station that people have grown up with their entire lives. Look at Chris Morrow, who's the director of sales for the entire Civic Media company. He started there when he was 16 years old.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those stations that's just a community radio station. So Civic Media said, let's bring it back to the full-service community station it was. And that's what we are. We, you know, if something happens in Racine, everybody runs to WRJN to find out what happened or make the announcement to what happened. Everybody wants to get on.
That's so great.
It's a good station. So we keep it local and community-based.
And I know
and that's where they brought it back.
You do have a big 4th of July thing coming up, too. We'll talk about that next with Don Rosen and then some more celebrity sightings. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never could be mine, no matter how I try. Here at Nightlight Broadcasting statewide from our beautiful studios here in Green Bay, downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. Don Rosen is here from the WRJN Morning Show down in Racine here on Civic Media. Don, I often try to reach out to people from around the state since we are on statewide, and that's why I'm kind of insistent. I don't mean to steer the conversation away from celebrities. We can always go back there, but there is a big parade happening, and you're part of it, right?
Yeah, and before I go tonight, I have to tell you about the biggest movie star, one of the biggest in history, and I almost ran over him with my car. I've got to tell you that story before you. Now I got you. Now you don't want to talk about the parade.
No, I do want to. Tell us about the parade. It's the 4th of July parade, yeah.
This is the biggest parade in the Midwest. They say the country, but at minimum, it's the biggest 4th of July parade in the Midwest.
It's cool.
3 hours long.
Whoa.
And it goes down. Yeah, what's that?
I said, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. It goes right down Main Street, right in front of my house, as a matter of fact. And it's been around for so many years. Now, to keep it continuous, even during COVID, they had 4 cars go by in the parade. They just called it a quick parade and just ran down the street. So they can say they've never been a year without the parade. It's been going on about
100 years. Nice.
And it's got over 100,000 people watching on the route. It's televised every year on Channel 24 in Milwaukee. It's huge. And so the previous owner of the station didn't have anybody in the parade. Didn't want to deal with it. We're back in the parade. And so this year we're back in. Lou Regani, who does the syndicated show on Civic Media,
yeah,
Civic of the Stars, he is going to be with, it's his car. He has a classic car. So me and him are going to be in the car together. But
oh, nice.
It's a long parade. It runs through from one end of Racine to the other for 3 hours.
Wow.
Long parade.
Pack a lunch.
It's fun. And what I do is I also DVR the parade from the television. And during the winter, we'll watch it back when it's freezing and snowing outside. We'll watch the 4th of July parade on TV.
Oh, that's great. Lou is, I love now, Lou Regani. His show is great. He's been on this show, and he, what a cool show he has.
Yeah, yeah. I've known Lou for a number of years. Very, very good guy.
Hey,
by the way, when we pass the TV, cameras on Channel 24, you want me to scream out Pete Schwabba?
would you? People have no
like
idea.
Like Baba Booey?
Yeah, like
Baba
what
Booey.
Is what is Pete Schwabba? They'll think it's a dessert that you're yelling out. They'll have no idea what you're talking about. So you
Pete
said
Schwabba
you were,
with a cherry on top.
You said you were gone for a while, and then you came back. Where did you go?
Yes.
Where were you when you weren't on WRJN?
Well, I also worked at other radio. I've been working at 16 radio stations through my career.
Right.
What they call, and this is going to sound, listeners may not know what I'm talking about, voice track radio stations, which I still do to this day. Like I do the morning show in Cheyenne, Wyoming at a station called KRRR. It's a rock station out in Wyoming. I do it every morning, but I do it the day before. So
okay.
I do 6 to 10 a.m. out in Cheyenne every morning, but I tape my voice tracks for the show. Even though it's a rock and roll show, I tape it the day before every day, Monday through Friday.
Huh.
And I've been doing that for 20 years. And when I left WRJN, I was still working at three other radio stations at the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I worked at a lot of radio stations around here. August 2nd will be my 53rd continuous year in radio.
Good Lord. So you love radio, but you love radio, but you love Racine too, don't you? You love Southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, I've been here longer than I've been any other place on the planet. I've been here. Listen, I came to Wisconsin in 1980. So,
you know,
but I was in Atlanta for a couple of years, and of course, New York, where I'm from.
I think where you are right now, that part of Wisconsin and of the country is going to boom. Like, I've heard all this stuff about how people are going to flock to Michigan in 20 years. It's going to be the number one destination because of climate change and rising sea levels and all that. We have fresh water here. I mean, can you imagine Kenosha and Racine right on the lake? There's already beautiful waterfront there. But I feel like, and between Chicago and Milwaukee, I feel like those towns are just going to be, you're going to make a mint on your house, Don.
I'm putting enough into it right now, getting everything fixed up in the house.
You'll
the
get it back.
It's about 115 years old. It's a very old house.
Oh, love it.
And we're replacing everything in the house little by little. You know, because you got to update it all the time. All the flooring's been, all the plumbing's been done. The walls have been taken apart and put back together. The porches. And you got to do this stuff. To, you know, 115-year-old house.
Now, for sure.
Want to hear my story about how I killed a celebrity?
Yeah, but I want to read this text first. Let's do that. And then let's tease. Okay. Can you stick around through the news?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So what we'll do, I'm going to read this text from Anna. I'll hear your story, and then let's both tease a celebrity story before the news, and we'll share those when we come back. But here's a text from the 608. This is Anna. She says, I thought of another celebrity sighting I had. I saw G.E. Smith walking on the street in New York. He was Gilda Radner's first husband and was also in Hall & Oates band. I love stuff like that. Like, I almost like those offbeat celebrities even better. Because they're kind of under the radar a little bit. And he was married to an A-lister like Gilda Radner before she married Gene Wilder. That's a great sighting. I love when I hear that people are excited when they see people like G.E. Smith.
You know who G.E. Smith? He ran the Saturday Night Live band. He
yeah.
was the band leader for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Hall & Oates. He did that. And I want to say he worked on movies, too, but he was Gilda Radner's husband. I kind of forgot about that until Anna said that. That's a great text.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So, all right, tell us how you almost ended show business with your car.
Okay. We had to go to – this is before the internet. This is back in the 80s. I worked in Milwaukee radio, and they sent us out to California, San Diego, to listen to a radio station out there. We did that for an hour. Then I said, let's go to Los Angeles. I want to go to the Stars' homes. And the two guys I was with didn't want to go, but I paid for everything. So we go to Roxburgh Drive, and we pass Sammy Davis Jr.'s house. He was having a big party. The caterers were outside. He lives next door to Diana Ross. She lives next door to Herb Alpert. We're looking at all these homes. And I stop at the corner. This lady wants to cross the street with her dog. She walks across the street. And I started to go, and this old man appears. And he starts to step off the curb, so I step on the brake. And he waves me on. And I as I'm waving on, he steps into the street. So I stop again, and he continues to wave me on. Now I have to turn a little bit into the center of the street because he's starting to walk into the street. Finally, I stop and say, Mr. Stewart, please go. It was James Stewart. He was trying to catch up to his wife with the dog.
And you... And you almost
so
killed him.
So the guy next to me said...
All right, hey, Don, hold that thought. We'll share that when we come back. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. More Celebrity Talk with Don Rosen next on Nightlight. You didn't stand by me.